few pertinent questions that need to be asked, and the one specific question I'll be asking off the regulator is what attempts has the regulator over a period of 15 years now, and this is the open wonder that they've had in order to introduce competition, what attempts have they made to offer value for money to the customer? Bord Gáis and Airtricity will be present at the meeting as well, and the question has to be asked, how long will they be allowed to compete at a level which is less than ESB?
We know ESB already owns Coolkeera Power Station in County Derry, and there's significant ESB investment in the power grid across the border, so it seems issues of ownership and issues of investment are, to say the least, blurred. What isn't blurred is the fact that just across the border from Donegal, energy and electricity is 15 to 20% cheaper.
Yeah, and that puts a considerable pressure on the domestic consumer, and also it's a battle for an ongoing battle for businesses who are trying to tender on an equal footing with businesses north of the border, and obviously if costs are higher in terms of electricity costs, that makes it more difficult for companies south of the border to compete. The regulator has a role to play in terms of becoming more aggressive. The regulator has questions to answer. Now, there is competition. There is a reintroduction of Airtricity and Bord Gáis to the market where they're charging 10% less. That's been facilitated by the regulator. There's the additional increase of the PSO levy, which is another 5%, bringing it up to a total, a combined of 15%. And that 15% is the differential between north and south. The regulator, at the stroke of a pen, can introduce equal footing, equal measure between north and south. They have to answer the question why they're not doing that.